Visual Studio Code uses tasks to build or compile your program. Tasks are configured from the task.json file in the .vs code folder for a workspace. You can define multiple build tasks per project and choose to mark one as default. Let's start by creating tasks.json and configuring the default build task for our Hello World program. The drop-down list will contain various predefined build tasks for compilers found on your computer. The general idea here, whether you are working on Linux, Mac, or Windows, is that the build task invokes your C++ compiler to create an executable from the source code. We are showing you a build configuration that invokes Clang on Mac. Our docs call out the specifics for the other platforms. Selecting this task creates and opens tasks.json in our projects.vscode folder. Now we can edit the default task configuration, which builds the file you are currently editing. To get this task configuration working for our Hello World program, update the args list so that our program is compiled with C++17, because our helloworld.cpp uses C++17 language features. Now let's walk through the task configuration to understand what each setting means. Label is the name of the task that appears in the drop-down list. Name it whatever you'd like. The command setting specifies the program to run. In this case, Clang++ is the driver that causes the Clang compiler to expect C++ code and link against the C++ standard library. The args array specifies command line arguments passed to the compiler. They must be specified in the order expected by compiler. Compile the active file and create an output file in the current working directory using the file.dirname variable with the same name as the active file minus the extension. For our project, this task will compile helloworld.cpp and create a Hello World executable file in the same folder. The problem matcher value selects the output parser to use for finding errors and warnings in the compiler output. For Clang++, you'll get the best results if you use the GCC problem matcher. The isDefaultTrue value in the group object specifies that this task will be run when you select Run Build Task. This property is for convenience only. Save our default task configuration and go back to helloworld.cpp. Remember, to build our program, it's important that helloworld.cpp is the active file in the editor, because our build task builds the active file. Now, run the default build task. The output in the integrated terminal window indicates whether the build succeeded or failed. We should now have a Hello World executable in our project folder that we can run. Open a new terminal in our project directory and check for the executable. There it is, along with the debugging file. Now run Hello World from the terminal. That's how you set up your default build task with tasks.json. If you need to add more build tasks to tasks.json, you can use the configure tasks command.